بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected friends and elders, tonight in the Taraweeh Salah, the 29th juz of Quran was recited. And in the 29th juz, there are many famous surahs, mashallah, 29th and the 30th juz. Many of the surahs are well known. The first surah being Surah Mulk, which you are encouraged to recite every night, and has many virtues, among which, or the greatest of which, is protection from Adab-e Qabr. Surah Mulk is such that it intercedes on behalf of its reciter and protects him from Adab-ul Qabr, the punishment of the grave. Similarly, many other famous surahs were recited, and there are many ayat that can be discussed. Among the surahs that were recited was Surah Nuh. And in Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Nuh alayhi salam and his effort among his people, and how Nuh alayhi salam dedicated his time to da'wat morning and evening. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعُوتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا. That, O Allah, I gave da'wat to my people morning and evening, and the more I invite them, the more they turn away, the more they run away. And after a few verses, he mentions, part of his da'wat was, he implored his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. I said, seek forgiveness from your Rabb, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا, He is most forgiving. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, He will send torrential rain upon you through the barakat of istighfar. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Brothers, unfortunately there's too much of noise today at the back of the masjid. Those that need to speak are requested to please leave the masjid area. جزاكم الله. Once Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, Hassan al-Basri was a very senior tabi'i and also labeled as among the leaders of the tabi'un. He was born in the zamana of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu. So Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah was once sitting in his majlis, in his gathering with his students. Somebody came and complained. فَجَاءَهُ رَجُلٌ فَشَكَ الْجَدْبِ. A person came and said that, you know, in my area we are suffering from a drought. There is no rain for a long time. Hassan Basri rahimahullah replied and tells him, استغفر ربك. Make istighfar. Tell your people in your area to engage in istighfar. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be the solution and this will bring the rain. وَجَاءَهُ آخر. Another person then came and complained, فَشَكَى إِلَيْهِ الْفَقْرَ, complained of poverty. Again, Hassan Basri gave him the same answer, that make istighfar and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your poverty. A third person came and he complained that he has got no children, his wife is barren. Hassan Basri tells him, make istighfar and Allah will bless you with children. So the students that were sitting there, they then questioned their ustad, and they said, oh Shaykh, you know, three different people came with three different problems. One was complaining of drought, no rain. Other complaining of faqr and poverty, no money, no wealth. The other was complaining that he has no children. And you gave the same prescription to all. So this is something strange. Obviously the students wanted to know the reason. They were not questioning Hassan Basri and his sincerity or his replies. But they wanted to know the reason why he gave them this. Because many a times, you know, somebody gives the same prescription to have all the sick people, and that's a sign he doesn't know. You can't be treating everybody with the same prescription. But here it was different. They wanted to know what was the reasoning. So Hassan Basri rahimahullah then tells them, I did not prescribe this from my own side. I merely told them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in Quran. And that was in the tongue of Nuh alayhi salam. In this surah, when Nuh alayhi salam told his people, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, seek forgiveness from your Rabb, innahu kana ghaffara. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving. Yursilis samaa alaykum midrara. After this, the benefits of istighfar have been mentioned. Seek forgiveness, Allah is forgiving. The next verse says, and He will send torrential rain upon you. So if any people are suffering drought, then they should engage in istighfar. Because Allah says, through istighfar, rains will come. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And Allah will increase your wealth and children. So if a person is suffering from lack of wealth, less wealth, from poverty, then he should be doing istighfar. Because Allah says, through that Allah will increase your wealth. If somebody doesn't have children, then Allah says, وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Allah will increase your children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And Allah will grant you gardens and rivers. There are many, many benefits to istighfar. But here in these few verses, this has encapsulated the solution, or we can say a prescription, to many a problem that we are facing today too. Many people have difficulty in livelihood. The solution to that is abstain from sin and make istighfar. Many people want children. The solution is abstain from sin and make istighfar. Ask Allah's forgiveness. And like that, whatever other issues, whatever other problems a person may have, istighfar is a very, very effective way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solves these problems. Allah alleviates these difficulties. A hadith in Abu Dawood Sharif mentions, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. That person who constantly makes istighfar, all the time he's making istighfar, then جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Then every worry that he has, Allah will remove that worry. If he is in any difficulty, whatever the difficult situation may be, whether it be a financial situation, whether it be some other situation of difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a way out for him. Allah will create ease from that situation of difficulty. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with rizq from avenues that he cannot even imagine. He won't even realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with so much of wealth and rizq and sustenance from his side. These are from the benefits of istighfar. Who doesn't have any worry today? Everybody has got some and some worry, some concern, if not for himself, then for his family, for those around him, regarding his business, regarding health, regarding wealth, safety, security, etc. Whatever the hum, whatever the problem, whatever the worry, من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل هم فرجا من كل هم. Every worry, every concern. Somebody is worried that his child is not obedient. Somebody is worried that his job doesn't seem to be stable. Somebody is worried that, you know, the because of the of wars in the dunya, the shipping lines are delayed, his stock is delayed. How is he going to make ends meet? Because the stock is going to arrive late. Whatever the worry may be, istighfar is the solution. وَمِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Any narrow situation, any difficulty, a person doesn't know how to come out of that problem. The problem may be, you know, school. It may be something to do with his studies. Maybe something to do in his business. Whatever that problem may be, whatever, min kulli diqin, the hadith says, whatever is the difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease for him in his matter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted the ummah, Ya ayyuhan nas, tubu ila Allahi wa staghfiru. O people, make tawbah, repent to Allah and make istighfar. Istighfar, to repeat the words, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This is istighfar. O Allah, I seek your forgiveness. فإني أتوب إلى الله وأستغفره في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة. توب إلى الله واستغفره فإني أستغفر الله في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة. On one day I make istighfar more than 70 times. The Nabi of Allah is saying, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was ma'soom from sin, but as a lesson for his ummah, and fulfilling the command of Allah, Allah in Surah Muhammad mentions, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Together with La ilaha illallah and Tawheed, make istighfar. And this also address was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a lesson for the ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would physically make istighfar 70 times and more. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma says that sometimes in one majlis, in one gathering, one sitting, we would count, the Nabi of Allah would make istighfar up to 100 times. The Nabi of Allah is making istighfar. Therefore, respected friends and elders, we should make it our habit. This should actually be wird-e-zabaan. This should be the common utterance of our tongue. Whenever we are free, whenever there's nothing else to say, then repeat astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, on another occasion, gives this advice, and he says, make a habit of saying astaghfirullah. You do not know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman the wise, advised his son too, عُوِّدْ لِسَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي. Make your tongue habitual. Get your tongue used to repeating, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي, oh Allah forgive me, oh Allah forgive me. Again, because we do not know when is the time of acceptance. So if we have the habit of always saying astaghfirullah, or اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي, or any other form of istighfar, then inshallah we are likely to find those moments where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts du'as. And inshallah our istighfar will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that istighfar is accepted, then these benefits of istighfar we will see and we will witness. As Muslims, as believers in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we are greatly favored and blessed with these guidelines from Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today the entire dunya is suffering in all these aspects. Everybody, not only Muslim, got hum, worry. Everybody is in some kind of a difficult situation. Everybody is looking for more in terms of sustenance, Muslim and non-Muslim. But the difference is, the non-Muslim will stick to the asbab of dunya. He will try and figure out on his own. He will look at others. He will Google. He will look for advice and, you know, he will look for solutions from others around him. How legitimate that solution is, how effective it is a separate issue. But as Muslims, we adopt the means and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have this weapon of istighfar. We have this great, like I'm saying, prescription of istighfar, which is the solution to every issue. How fortunate we are. So we should not only keep our gaze and our nazar and our focus on the outer means, that a man is worried. And the only way he can come out of this problem, sometimes it occurs to him that he must take an interest-bearing loan. Allah protect us, that is haram. That is a person digging a bigger hole for himself. He's creating more problems. Some people might think the only way out for his problems is to play the lotto, or to gamble, or to cheat someone, or to do something like that, some act of haram. But that in actual fact is creating a bigger problem for us in this dunya and akhirah. We have this prescription of istighfar. Make it our habit. Like we understand every morning and evening we should be reciting the tasbih 100 times of astaghfirullah. But here today's lesson is all the time as we are walking, as we are driving. Have this habit. As you are standing in the shop, you're standing in the line to pay for some item in the supermarket, your habit should be astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, or any other form of dhikr. But if it's astaghfirullah, then inshallah this will bring us these solutions, and these solutions to our problems, and this result of increased sustenance, the result of the removal of worries and ease from every difficulty. We are now at the last portion of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. The news of the sighting of the crescent of Ramadan is still fresh in our minds. Just recently we got the news Ramadan started, and now we are already at the end. So quick the month has passed. It was the habit of our Salafi Saliheen, the Sahaba and Tabi'un, that they used to end the month of Ramadan with abundant istighfar. Now that we have come to the end, let us increase our istighfar more than we did the past 27 days. Now we have barely 3 nights left. Increase our istighfar and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for various reasons and for all the benefits of istighfar. But specifically at the end of Ramadan, the pious predecessors used to increase the istighfar because this helps in making up for the deficiencies in our fast. One narration mentions, Al-ghibatu takhriqu as-sawm. Ghiba, backbiting, it creates a hole. It punctures the fast. Ghiba is mentioned as one example. Any sin, and a person is fasting, like we would have heard at the beginning of the month, that the fast is not only from food and drink, but the fast is also from other acts of haram. So if during the fast a person is engaging in haram, like ghiba, then this pokes a hole in his fast. So that fast of his is deficient. To make up for that, we have two things. One is the sadaqatul fitr, to give that charity to the poor, and preferably before the day of Eid, for us to discharge it, so that the poor have it in advance. They can also make preparations and make use of it on the day of Eid. We should not delay in giving the sadaqatul fitr. It is mustahab to give it before the salah of Eid. And from the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the zakat collectors, so to say, used to amass it before the day of Eid. A few days before Eid, it used to be collected and then distributed to the fuqara so that they can also enjoy that on the day of Eid. And alhamdulillah, generally in our communities now, we have this habit where in the masajid the announcement is made that there's now a cut-off date a few days before Eid, for the same reason, to follow in the footsteps of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So sadaqatul fitr is also to make up for the deficiencies in our fast. And together with that is istighfar. If we look in any amal, any great amal in our deen, for example, salah, at the end of our salah, we make istighfar. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Faghfirli fa'innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. At the end of our salah, we ask Allah for forgiveness. When we terminate the salah, after we make salam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the takbir, Allahu Akbar, and then astaghfirullah 3 times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Normally we associate istighfar to a sin. After a person commits a sin, he makes a mistake, then he makes istighfar. Yes. But here a person fulfilled the greatest command, which is the command of salah. And the teaching in the hadith is to recite istighfar after that too. It's not because we've committed a wrong, but it is to make up for the deficiency in our salah. Because who can say that his salah is 100% perfect, and his salah was performed in the manner that is befitting with the maqam and the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Definitely not. So to make up for that deficiency, we are taught to make istighfar at the end of salah. Like that at the end of every amal. At the end, in Hajj also, after Arafat, etc., those few days in Mina, a person is encouraged to increase his istighfar on those days. Like that, at the end of the gathering, any gathering we sit in, even if it be a gathering of deen, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. At the end of every gathering, even a gathering of good, at the end we say, oh Allah, nastaghfiruka, we seek your forgiveness, wa natubu ilayk, and we make tawbah, we repent to you. So similarly here, at the end of this great ibadah of fasting, great ibadah, and alhamdulillah, Allah gave tawfiq, a person completed the month, mashallah, and most of the month now he fasted, only two or three fasts remain. So let us increase our istighfar and complete the month of Ramadan in this manner. The Khalifa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz used to send a message throughout the Islamic Empire in his time. Throughout the Islamic Empire, telling them that advise the people and advise the public that in these last few days of Ramadan they should ensure to discharge their sadaqatul fitr and to increase their istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding. Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq of increasing our istighfar over the next few days. And Allah give us tawfiq of implementing, making this habit. And this should be the thing that is repeated on our tongue all the time. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The greatest thing a person can achieve is maghfirat. You know, when a person passes away and leaves this dunya, we have the habit of doing isal with thawab. Isal with thawab, mashallah, will benefit him definitely. But before that should be istighfar. Make dua for the forgiveness of the deceased. Because that is what he needs first. He needs Allah Rabbul Izzah to forgive his sins. That's the greatest worry of every believer, that Allah must forgive me. It was a very pious alim. The imam of Newcastle Masjid, Mawlana Musa Hatia Sahib, rahimahullah. He was an imam there for many years in the town masjid. And extremely pious. A lot of time in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of dhikr, a lot of tilawat of Quran. But despite that, he always had this fikr. He used to a lot of the time phone my father, rahimahullah. They had a good relationship. And he would only phone and say, Marana, make dua, dua karna, hamari maghfirat ho jai. That's all. With real worry and concern. After doing everything, after, mashallah, being imam of his community for so many years, waking up for tahajjud, spending his time from tahajjud to ishraq, and thereafter, whatever other a'mal he had throughout the day, a great dhakir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great abid of Allah. After all of that, a genuine worry, he would say, Marana, dua karna, hamari maghfirat ho jai. Oh Allah, make dua, we must be forgiven. Allah must forgive me. That is what every person should be craving for. The maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah used to make this dua. Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma la tas'alni an shay. Oh Allah, don't ask me about any wrong that I did. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, who was one of the four great imams. Great, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great maqam, great rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabb, Allahumma la tu'akhidni bi shay. Oh Allah, don't take me to task for anything. And oh Allah, forgive me for whatever I have done. So usually I quote this and mention that these are people who did everything. They did every good. And then they said, oh Allah, forgive everything. After doing every good, Allah save us and protect us. Our condition is today we do all the wrong and expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept us without making that istighfar, without having that genuine worry, concern that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. So this should become our habit. Recite Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli. Oh astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, as much as we can, not only now. Starting from now, inshallah, make it our habit throughout our lives. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.